Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, we have all been really enjoying the great weather lately and it's amazing, but recent tragic events in the water show how quickly things can go wrong, my God. Now, with a long summer still ahead of us, I'm joined now by Roger Sweeney, Acting CEO of Water Safety Ireland, with some advice. Roger, good morning.
Hi, Jennifer. Lovely day.
Lovely day and it's great to have you. So, what should listeners keep in mind when they're going for a swim?
Well, a lot of people don't actually realise how significant the drowning issue is in Ireland, because we've had two recent tragedies and they're front of mind for everybody. Awful, dreadful. And indeed, you know, we train the lifeguards around the country and people are so sad about what's happened. But we immediately start to think about others as well, because we had 80 families suffer a similar tragedy last year, and unfortunately we are now in the season when drownings do increase. And, you know, just to put that into perspective for a second, we had over 1,100 people drown in this country in 10 years, and road deaths were about 1,600. So not quite 50-50, Jen, but still...
It's up there.
It's up there. So just to cut to what you were asking there, you know, what do people have to look out for? Well, first of all, they need to remember that there isn't a child in this country that had any swimming lessons throughout COVID, you know, we'd say nearly 2 years. So, and that goes for adults as well. So they'll be rusty. And so for a lot of people, you know, this week really is their first swim of the year. And somebody who thought that they were competent before COVID, you know, maybe they were doing laps at the pool, for example, and they think they're good. And there's nothing wrong with that confidence. But in a swimming pool at a leisure centre, it's completely different than when you get out into the open water, you know. So assessing the risk really before you and your family get into the water, you know, literally when you get to the water, in your mind, just draw a line in that sand for a second and just don't get in until you think about a few things. And the first thing is try to get to a lifeguarded waterway. They're all on our website and you'll probably give that out online or whatnot, but watersafety.ie, you'll get the lifeguarded waterways, all of them around the country. But even if you go to a lifeguarded waterway, you still have to remember that the flags themselves may have moved from the day before, and that's typically because of rip currents. But, you know, people, they make an effort to get to a lifeguarded waterway, but they don't always go that extra distance to get to one. And there's a reason that we ask people to do so, because the lifeguards that are working at the moment, they rescued just about 500 people from drowning, at risk of drowning last year. And so people do tend to overestimate their ability and underestimate the risk, Jen. And that's why we ask people to go to lifeguarded waterways. And, you know, they found 500, actually to be exact, 516 lost children found wandering unsupervised near water, and they reunited them with their loved ones. So supervision is also a factor in the drowning. So if anybody's listening has responsibility for children, you know, when I talk about supervision, what we mean is constant, uninterrupted supervision, adult supervision as well, because sometimes parents, you know, they're proud of their child's swimming ability and then they send that child to mind the younger kids. But that competent swimmer doesn't have life-saving skills, you see, you know, so you just got to watch out for that. And, you know, the same lifeguards that are there for you, you know, they're there for you. They did first aid about 7,000 times last year. So accidents, they do happen. So if they're happening at lifeguarded waterways to those figures, you know, it just shows you that other things can happen as well.
How can you recognise rip currents in the water, and what can you do if you get stuck in one?
That's a really good question, Jen, because the lifeguards are trained to spot the rip currents. But
okay,
you know what? People can find a rip current, because the reality is not everybody will get to a lifeguarded waterway. As you well know, you know, that's the reality around. We have a tremendous coastline, and indeed, you know, in 40% of the population live within 5K of our coast, and so a lot of people can get to the coastline and get to a lifeguarded waterway. But inland as well, you have 12,000 locks and so on. But going straight back to your rip current question, you know, when people get to a beach, they're typically, of course, they're warm. They want to get in quickly. They have their kids with them. And they look at what they see are small breaking waves. You can just imagine in your mind these breaking waves all along the beach. And they think they'll be safe in this section that looks calmer, because there's a calmer piece that tends to break the wave action. And that's typically the elevated sandbanks that cause the waves to begin with all along the beach, there's a gap there, Jen, and that's where the water has to go somewhere, has to go back out. And so that's the gap in your sandbank onto the water, and it's that elevated sandbanks that cause the wave, but it's the gap going back out to sea. That's the part that has no sandbank, and it looks calm, and it can take you out along the neck of the current. Actually, if people thought of their shoulders as the beach, and then this current going back out like your neck, and then it dissipates like your head. The current just dissipates eventually. So it does end, so you can float and raise your hand, for example, if you're at a lifeguarded waterway. But typically, if people are at whatever waterway, and if they can do so, if you're caught in one, and to help avoid panic, people should put this in their head immediately. You know, tell yourself that this current is narrow. So instead of swimming against it, because it's a powerful current as well, you typically, even a strong swimmer won't get out of a rip current if you try to swim back to shore. But don't panic, because if you just swim parallel, imagine it's the width of a narrow, very narrow river in your mind. And then swim parallel to shore at a slight angle and you'll get free, and quite quickly. And then you'll get back to shore. You'll probably be helped by the small waves that we're talking about as well that are breaking towards shore. So okay, that's the reason we talk about the rip currents. And Jen, if I could just mention the inflatable toys as well, they're a no-no. Because every year the lifeguards talk about these lovely little breezes taking children away from shore, and then next thing you know they're in difficulty, or parents or guardians try to get out again after the inflatable toy. They get into difficulty themselves because they suddenly find, gosh, I'm moving quite nicely here in the water. They turn to get back, they're suddenly in this slight current. Now their muscles have cooled a little bit and they just find this slight resistance is causing them a little panic. So long story short, if you're not binning those inflatable toys, certainly don't bring them to open water.
Good advice. What about advice for inland swimming? You mentioned there rivers, canals, lakes, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and you know, I mentioned there that we have 12,000 lochs of various sizes. You know, so I'm sure you heard over COVID all the people that were discovering these lovely waterways. And not only that, but the five longest rivers we have are just over 1,000 kilometres in length. So certainly river safety is terribly important. And that's actually where 60% of drownings actually occur. So, you know, when people go near water, you know, first of all, the supervision thing is so important again. And stay away from edges. The kids are told by our programs that we have for even creches and primary schools is SAFE is to stay away from edges. You know, that's the first thing. Don't get too close. They can be undermined over the winter, you know. So again, there are lifeguarded waterways. They're all on the website and they can get there. But the lakes can get deep quickly. Some people remember some of the tragic drownings that happened last year, you know. So staying close to shore, staying within your depth again still applies. Making sure that you don't use these inflatable toys, for example. And you know,
constant supervision.
Oh, it comes down to supervision. Yeah. And, you know, even strong swimmers get into difficulty as well. And they do take risks, you know. So it's staying within your ability. Don't overestimate your risk. And if you can, you know, make sure that you swim at a lifeguarded waterway and we'll have a happy summer ahead.
Good advice. Listen, Roger Sweeney, thank you so much for joining me this morning. That is Roger Sweeney, is Acting CEO of Water Safety Ireland. And remember those words, folks, constant supervision. And interestingly, I'm having a conversation on WhatsApp with my friends about going to a beach on Saturday. And now, because of that chat, I'm going to look up Water Safety Ireland and see where they are lifeguarded and make a beeline for one of them. Great advice. Thanks so much, Roger.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.